Royal Wood is playing in Banff this upcoming weekend. He joins me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I understand that you've been in L.A. recently working on some new material. How did that go?
It's one of my favorite places to go and work. The previous record, Burning Bright, I made the majority of that record there as well. And I always go with the experiment idea. I'm not really sure what I'm doing and whether I'm making a record. And I jump from instrument to instrument. And thankfully, I emerged with a new record.
When are we going to be able to hear that one?
Well, I'm still working away at it now in Canada. So there's strings and horns and lots of other stuff to do. But I'm hoping to have it actually out next May.
How does that come together? I mean, you're putting together an album. Do you envision that in your head? Okay, a string section here, some horns here, like putting together sort of a musical milieu in your head, I guess?
That's exactly it. Like the great playwright Arthur Miller once said, you don't really know whether you're writing or you're making something, so you're doing it, but it kind of happens all at the same time. So you hear something, but then another idea takes you to another idea to another idea. And I have a good understanding when I start a project after I've written the body of work where I'm going to want things, but it really does change kind of in the moment.
Can we expect a major departure from your previous work on your upcoming new album, or is it pretty similar to what you've done before?
To be honest, I've always tried to make something new. I feel like if I'm staying the same, then I might as well just hang my hat and retire. So it's definitely different than anything else I've done.
You've played the Bow Valley before, both Canmore and Banff. Do you have any great stories from your time here before?
I've had nothing but good stories. I don't know. I mean, how can you go wrong when you have mountain ranges behind you and you're on an outdoor stage and the sun's setting and it's just magic.
I know you've tended to play some fairly intimate venues. Now you're going to be doing a big show at the Shaw Amphitheater. Are you going to change up your stage show from, say, what you might do at, like, the Community in Canmore?
Well, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I tend to play the larger stages now with my band and orchestra and backup singers and horns, and I'm used to that kind of show. So I find it's more tailoring when I have to do the small show now. Oh. Now I just get to do my show. It's going to be the full band. We'll have strings. We're going to have horns, my singers. And it's the show that I toured around with last year.
Fantastic. So how many members are in the band that you'll be bringing?
Five of us plus strings plus horns. So that'll be, what's that, carry the one, 13 players on stage.
For those who've never been to a Royal Wood show, how would you describe it?
I hope it's a musical and emotional journey. You know, I was raised on the Beatles and Dylan, and I loved classical growing up. I loved jazz. I loved everything. So my music is kind of been hard to pigeonhole for, I think, a lot of the press over the last 10 years, but I consider it pop folk music. The stuff from the 60s and 70s, really. The art of the singer-songwriter.
Royal Wood performing at the Shaw Amphitheater this Sunday, July 26th. Gates at 12 o'clock, music at 1. $25 tickets are available at the Banff Center box office and online at banffcenter.ca. Royal Wood, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.